right, welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr on a Friday. Now, we were hoping that after a one-day midweek break, the markets would catch their breath and come back stronger. But no, that didn't happen, especially soybeans. Oliver Slope of Blue Line Futures was on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon.
New low, corn was ugly too. I was really hoping, after Tuesday's trade going into the midweek intermission, I guess we'll call it Juneteenth, we'd be able to hold on to some of these levels into July option expiration. Sometimes those large areas of open interest act as a little bit of a magnet to the market for 450 July corn beans. It was a little bit all over the place, but I would have thought we would have held together a little bit better. So certainly a little bit disappointing here as we looked up to round out the week. Potentially, I guess if you're looking for potential silver linings, maybe it still comes with options expiration tomorrow, or maybe it comes with some short covering ahead of next week's big quarterly report.
Lower on the livestock side also, especially in hogs, huh, Oliver?
Oh, man, it's a roller coaster. For the lean hogs, it looks like we're trying to carve out a low, and then we just give it right back. So I still think that the lean hog market is probably now starting to transition into carving out a little bit of low, but we got to get some closes out above technical resistance to really encourage that process to continue for August lean hogs, 92, 93, getting out above there potentially spurs a little bit more upward momentum, and we can repair some of the damage that's been done on the chart over the last several months. But until then, I think the bears are probably still in control of the technical landscape.
Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures on yesterday's market action. There's a market we don't often take a look at here on Inside Agriculture: milk futures and milk production and price. USDA's latest outlook for milk production, trade, and prices.
Most of the moves made by USDA in the June dairy production, supply and demand, and price forecast reflected upward trends. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski.
U.S. milk production virtually unchanged for both 2024 and 2025 this month. Some offsets there. Trade in products, our fat basis imports raised this month. And then on the other hand, on a fat basis, we raised our export forecast.
The forecasted higher milk prices by category and class for June look like this.
All of our primary product prices this month relative to last month for both 2024 and 2025. So cheese, butter, non-fat, dry milk, dry whey prices all showing some strength with those higher prices. Class prices increase as well.
With the all milk price forecast raised from the previous month, 40 cents for this year, 60 cents for 2025, yet year over year still down one dime at $21.50 per hundredweight.
And like most other agricultural products, the import-export trade balance a very important component.
Fat basis imports raised this month 400 million pounds, mainly reflecting strong domestic prices for butter. So that's imports of butter coming in, primarily driving that increased import forecast. On a fat basis, we raised our export forecast by 300 million pounds, and that's mainly global demand for cheese. So we're exporting more cheese. In both cases, we expect these patterns to continue into 2025. And then on a skim solids basis, we're anticipating, especially into next year, competitive U.S. pricing for skim solids basis exports and strong global demand for those dry products as well. So we raised our skim solids export forecast for 2025 by 200 million pounds to 50.5 billion pounds, and that would be up 1.2 billion pounds year over year.
Mark Jekanowski of the World Agricultural Outlook Board. All right, let's take a look at our weather forecast for the weekend, which is looking improved. All the time. Hasn't rained yet, but rain is coming for some time this weekend.